is our next speaker is Dorothy, the Assistant Administrator of the Division of Educational Examination Center, where he is currently managing the data system. He has been with DVR for 14 years, and before starting in the position he's in now, he first started at Bull Connell as a VR counselor, and he was there for 7 years. Before he was a counselor at Bull Connell, he was an eligibility worker at Midwest. Please give a warm aloha welcome to Resnell Pascal Kessler.
Since then, Since then, I was calling, I felt it was my calling to always help. So since then, I implemented projects in high school, and it was natural for me to be in human services. And I became a counselor. I was hired by Leah Smith, who took a chance on me. And she saw something, and I fell in love with VR. I was a VR counselor for 8 years, or 7 or 8 years. I moved to Staff Services Office to help with the database management system. And I'm here today, and acting as an acting VR administrator, but I do take my job very seriously because I'm here to serve, and that's my commitment. I really wanted to talk about DVR and our active order selection. Like Leah mentioned, it is very difficult for us not to open the doors because there's so much need out in the community. You know, since October 1st, 2017, we had the order and it's still inactive. But we've been serving active participants. We have served over 4,200. And currently, we have 656 individuals with disabilities statewide. 419 of them are in disability or category 1, which is the most significantly disabled. Of those, 54 are identified as having a disability-related blindness or visual impairment. So what does this all mean? Well, DVR continues to address its maintenance of effort penalty. Associated in 2017, we overexpended, and it was over $1.6 billion. And we used state supplemental funds to pay for that. Though previously, we anticipated having our MOE penalty resolved by 2020, July 2020. We are looking to have a definitive date as to when the penalty will be assessed, either in July 2020 or in 2021. So this summer with RSA, monitoring DVR, will hopefully get the answers of what date our penalty will be assessed. In conjunction with working to resolve our penalty, DVR has been working diligently to manage our costs for services. But more importantly, how do we get out of order selection? So our staff are very committed into getting out of order selection by planning services, utilizing and maximizing unaccountable benefits. And we look to remove, hopefully, in a couple of weeks, a statement on the number of problem removals in the business. And of course, this one will be approved by our oversight, RSA, and our state with that council. So, DVR is an under-active order selection. We're providing limited resources and to individuals, mainly students with disabilities, from the ages of 14 to 21. Who may need professional feedback services. But those services are very limited, and students with disabilities can access work-based learning experiences, develop self-advocacy skills, and some limited independent skills because they're still in school, and as well as post-secondary education counseling. So we have about, we're projecting 1,300 students per annum that are students with disabilities that benefit from VR services. Well, pre-employment transition services. So with that said, that is the latest information that I have for you. I do appreciate being up here, giving you the status update of order selection. We are very hopeful that we are gonna start releasing individuals from our active order. The next couple of weeks, we'll release a statement and how that looks like. We're looking at best practices. I want to take a chance.
Hi, everybody. My name's Howard Lesser, and I'm an advocate with the Hawaii Disability Rights Client Assistance Program. And Sonny Hart here is a member of the State Rehab Council along with myself. And Donald, former member of the State Rehab Council. How's it, Donald?
Okay.
All right.
Good to hear you.
Question that I have is, where do you inform an individual client who may be on order of selection or is currently a VR client of their rights?
Oh, you got a microphone. Yeah, the question is, where do you inform an individual, how does DVR inform an individual of their rights?
How I would, when, or when?
Like their appeal rights.
Their appeal rights, well, they could in the beginning, during application, orientation, the